same shape as you are with receiving a refund, but I'd kind of like to know where it come from and if it was for the amount of the taxes to be paid. Part of this is your closing company's fault, and part of this is your fault, the way that I look at it. And I'm going to have a hard time making a motion on this issue.
And I do want to say on behalf of the closing companies, I don't, is they do go over each item because that's part of the law that they have to do. They have to go over each item to tell you what's being, what you're charged for on that statement, and how much is being deducted from. And I do know that there's a lot of things that go over the time, and often a person doesn't realize because we, you know, we deal with that all the time, and so much happens at that time. But
and thank you, Sheila, and I agree with everything she said. I'm not disputing that. I'm just disputing that I didn't get the second notification. That's where I'm not understanding. And she made the comment too that if she doesn't get the bills back, that they don't research. And I would think, again, that would be more of a red flag at that point. If you're not receiving any kind of tax bill back with payment, wouldn't you want to look if there was a record of, you know, a property change at that point to see if it went, did go to the correct owner?
I'd invite you to come in and look at about 47,000 bills and see if you would want to go over each one of them individually and search for a new owner. That's just not feasible at all. You go by if you... We have delinquent taxes, and your 2016, probably the first bills that we send out. Oh, gosh, I hope I don't misquote this, but I'm guessing maybe 2,500, 3,000. We mail them out and to the last own of record, and each individual knows that there are property taxes each year.
Well, and I question that, too, because I don't understand why we're paying 2015 taxes being billed in October. Why wouldn't they be billed as of January 1st, 2016 for the entire year? You're billing out early. I don't think I understand that process either.
The law requires the assessor to assess the property of January 1st of that year, of the current year. So 2016, the property is assessed as of that time. And then as it processes, the customer has a chance to go to BOE the month of July to the BOE commission if they disagree with that assessed value. Those values are then sent to the school districts, the entities that are on that bill, and they set their levy based upon that assessed value they receive from that. Then the tax bills, it processes, they set their levies, and the 1st of October, the collector is charged with it, the bills are produced, and for that year, like this year, it's 2016, it's for this current year, and they be paid by December 31st at the base amount that's due. So you're paying for the year that you're living in, 2016.
I understand. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Civil, I don't think we're going to get a motion on this.
We're short one commissioner here this morning. I would say that you probably are to visit with Mike and Brandon, because the only motion that I would make, and I think you already see that, would be a motion for denial. And if I don't make a motion for denial, I see that you ended up making $800 and some probably for taxes that you received from the title company that you didn't pay to the county, which the county receives none of those funds. Those go out to the schools and the fire departments and the health department and and other entities. The county doesn't receive those monies. We collect them and we distribute. But I'm going to make it, because we got to move on here with this meeting, and I'm going to make a motion to deny and see where it goes.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Commissioners. I appreciate it.
Next on the agenda is accounts payable.
Motion for approval of checks 443264 through 443308. Warrants 6667 through 6668. Journal entry for the postage. I see a, is that an added to that MAC one?
My, yes.
So is it just, do I need to put it on there too also then? 442889, and that's a bill to the MAC organization.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for December 5th, 12th, and 13th, 2016, and executive session minutes for December 5th and December 12th, 2016.
Motion for approval, December 5th, 12th, and 13th, 2016, and executive session minutes for the 5th and the 12th of 2016.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cellebrite software discussion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I came to you all, it's been a month and a half or so ago, on this Cellebrite software. We had a company that was going to go with the GSA contract on it, so we did not need to go out for bids, and they was going to give us a trade-in on our old system. We've got a Cellebrite system now, but they have outdated it and will no longer do updates on it. This is all for downloading cell phone information for criminal cases. We had discussed on purchasing that through the contingency fund, but the company that we had backed out on the trade-in and then would not honor the GSA contract. So where I'm at now is we've got another company, Carasoft, that honors the GSA contracts, and the total cost for it is $9,153.77. Since the other company backed out on the GSA contract, I felt that we need to do another different company and come back to you with it.
And is this tagged on to a state bid or
government federal bids?
Right.
Yeah, that we accept.
Motion for approval of this Cellebrite software. It's Carasoft.
Carasoft is the company, and yeah. Cellebrite is the...
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Agreement for Septic System Services.
Morning.
I have a letter from Mr. Cotty dated December 8th, 2016, and he's reviewed the agreements for the Septic System Services and S&S Pumping Incorporated and has approved it to form. I think this is one that we approved last week.
Mm-hmm. Is that 12 months with an option of 18?
It's 12 months with an option of another one-year renewal.
And then here's the S&S Pumping Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. I did meet with Mr. Smith last week, and he was going to try to be here, and he had already had a previous engagement, and it was going to be close. Apparently, he couldn't break that engagement, but appreciates the opportunity to do this program with the county, and seemed excited about it.
Right. There's several questions brought up last week, and one of them was with the amount of trucks and whether he could provide the service for the citizens at the time it needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully that works out.
I explained to him that, you know, he's has his company, but while he's out there on this program, he's representing Taney County.
Yes.
And that the program, something that we're very proud of, and it's got, you know, a good reputation out there with the public, and we want to maintain that at all costs. He didn't seem that that would be a problem. He does have two trucks. I believe that his plan initially is to dedicate one truck to the program specifically. He does have some commercial grease traps and things that he handles in the Branson area, but he feels that that he can handle it.
And all I'm asking is that we keep a watch on that.
I agree.
We have an obligation to the public on a program that we were awarded to mm-hmm. by the total state of Missouri.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure that we can take care of it, and I have total confidence that we will.
Yeah.
So what do you need from us today?
I assume approval of this agreement. I'm looking at to start the program with this agreement January the 3rd. That's when we'll be back from holiday. So will this be mailed to Mr. Smith, or should I contact him to come in and sign it, or how should I?
Nikki handles that once they approve the agreement.
Oh, Nikki. Yep. Okay.
It starts the new count. Did you completely finish the old count?
We're going to work up until, I talked to Borman's last week, we're going to issue up until the 21st. That leaves them time to pick those up before the end of the year.
Right.
And they're looking at who they still have on their books to take care of.
Right.
So we'll stop issuing approvals on the 21st, and I'm kind of coordinating that with Matt.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get as many people pumped as needed, but we still want to leave them time to be able to clean that up before the first of the year.
That was a concern of mine.
Yes,
also.
Mm-hmm.
Motion for approval.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Animal control lease agreement. Okay.